The stock market rallied today after President-elect Donald Trump's victory. The Dow Industrial, S&P 500, and NASDAQ composites all closed at record highs. So what does that signal about how investors view the economy once Trump goes back into the White House? We're going to talk about that with NPR correspondents Maria Aspen and Scott Horsley. Good to have you both here.
Hi.
Hey there.
Maria, to start with you, what's behind Wall Street's big rally?
So it was indeed a huge rally. The Dow jumped more than 1,500 points. And investors told me today that some of that is just relief that we already know who the next president will be, and we don't have to wait days or weeks to find out. But a lot of people on Wall Street are excited specifically that Trump is coming back because he's seen as being more business-friendly in some key ways. He wants to cut taxes, and he's probably going to loosen a lot of the regulations and antitrust scrutiny that the Biden administration has put into place. That's going to make it easier for banks and tech companies and other businesses to buy each other and make money.
Is Trump himself benefiting from this market rally?
Indeed, he is. Some of the market reaction is what's become known as the Trump trade. So if Trump likes a sector or if he has a personal financial interest in a company, investors think it's going to be easier for these companies to do business under him. We saw rallies today in the stock price of Trump Media, which owns his Truth Social platform, and Tesla, which is run by his huge supporter, Elon Musk. Trump also actively courted crypto voters, telling them that he was going to turn the United States into the crypto capital of the planet. And sure enough, today we saw a huge surge in the price of Bitcoin.
Scott, I want to bring you in. Maria mentioned Trump's intention to extend tax cuts. What are some other ways he hopes to reshape the country's economy?
Well, you know, tax cuts could give a boost to the economy, but another part of the president-elect's platform could have the opposite effect. Trump wants to slap tariffs on all imported goods. That would raise costs for U.S. businesses and consumers, and it would also invite our trading partners to retaliate with tariffs of their own on U.S. exports. We saw that during Trump's first term in the White House. You might remember the federal government had to pay off farmers who saw their export markets dry up. Trump has also called for mass deportation of immigrants who are in the country illegally, and he has a history of strictly limiting legal immigration as well. That could choke off much of the growth we've seen in the U.S. workforce at a time when the native-born workforce is shrinking as baby boomers retire.
And not all markets reacted positively today. The bond market recoiled. Maria, what does that mean for the government's borrowing?
So, Ari, it's going to be a lot more expensive for the government to borrow money, and it might have to borrow a lot. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates Trump's policies would balloon the federal debt by nearly $8 trillion over the next decade. And if it's expensive for the government to borrow, that makes it expensive for everyone else to borrow. The yield on 10-year treasuries jumped today, so expect mortgage rates to go up, even as the Federal Reserve is trying to lower short-term borrowing costs.
And speaking of the Federal Reserve, Scott, today the Fed kicked off a two-day meeting. What's a Trump presidency likely to mean for the Fed?
Well, in the short term, not very much. You know, the central bank is still expected to cut its benchmark rate by a quarter percentage point tomorrow. That's not changing. But forecasters do think the Fed might be more cautious about cutting interest rates in the coming year if, in fact, Trump's policies put upward pressure on prices and make inflation harder to tame, as some analysts expect. More generally, Trump poses a real challenge to the Fed's political independence. You know, the central bank is supposed to be insulated from politics, so if it has to, it can make unpopular decisions to raise interest rates and get inflation under control. Trump repeatedly violated that norm during his first term in office. You know, he frequently criticized his handpicked Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, when the central bank didn't do what he wanted. Powell, for the most part, was able to shrug that criticism off, but you know, his term as chairman expires in 2026, and Trump will get to name his successor.
That is NPR's Scott Horsley and Maria Aspen. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.